From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, November the 18th, through Sunday, November 20th. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Register Star that approximately 6,000 households lost power in Columbia County as a result of the early morning snowfall on Sunday, November the 20th, according to New York State Electric and Gas. In total, 6,100 customers in Columbia County lost power, while 3,700 customers in Rensselaer County were affected. A NYSEG spokesperson said that while the precise cause of the outages was not known, broken tree limbs and weighted down electrical wires may have been to blame. Casey Seeler reported at Capital Confidential that on Sunday, November the 20th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo delivered his most powerful response so far to episodes of hate speech and other more overt acts of intolerance that have occurred in the wake of the recent presidential election. Cuomo made the comments in an address to the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem. He said, and I quote, "I come here today with a heavy heart. The ugly political discourse of the election did not end on Election Day. In many ways, it's gotten worse. It's deepened into a social crisis that challenges our very identity as a state and as a nation and as a people," end quote. Cuomo listed several incidents that have occurred in New York and nationwide, and without mentioning any names, he said, like many others, he was, and I quote, "soul sick for the America that I know and love. The fact is this, if you sow fear, you reap hysteria. If you sow divisiveness, you reap anarchy," end quote. Cuomo said that while the election season, and I quote, "vented and fostered," end quote, "righteous public anger about income inequality and worker displacement, that emotion must not be misdirected at the false target of," and I quote, "people who one sees as different from oneself," end quote. Cuomo said he would order state police and the Division of Human Rights to form a special unit to investigate the most recent acts of intolerance. In a related story, the Associated Press reported a Brooklyn playground named for the late Beastie Boys star Adam Yauch was vandalized with SWAT stickers and the words, and I quote, "Go Trump," end quote. The words were spray painted on the playground equipment. The city named the park in honor of Yauch, who is Jewish, in 2013 after he succumbed to cancer at age 47. Rosa Atchison reported in the Register Star that Community Action Network Connect Columbia met last week at Ghent Town Hall to discuss the initiative to bring affordable broadband to Columbia County. The Ghent Broadband Committee reported Fairpoint Communication now intends to submit an application during Phase 2 of the New York Broadband Program. Committee member Dave Berman said Fairpoint plans to provide 100 million bits per second service for 7,000 to 8,000 housing units located in Ghent, Chatham, and most of eastern Columbia County. A statewide request for proposal was issued for Phase 2 of the program on August the 3rd. The application deadline is November the 30th. The awards will be announced in early 2017. Berman said, and I quote, "I'm hopeful that all the companies that are eligible would apply for Phase 2 and play an active role in bringing real high-speed broadband to the people of Columbia County," end quote. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that on Thursday, November the 10th, the Kinderhook Town Board adopted its 2017 $2.6 million budget. The tax levy will remain below the state-mandated tax cap next year. Supervisor Pat Grattan stressed how property taxes have continued to decrease over the past years. He said the budget is, and I quote, "below where the taxes were in 2009 and 2010, end quote. Among the budget provisions, the bus service for kids traveling to camp at Volunteer Park will be cut. Grattan said the bus had only 5 passengers last year. The budget also contains a voter-approved increase in the town contribution to the Kinderhook Memorial Library and an increase in the payment for ambulance service to the Valencia Rescue Squad. The budget included 2.5% increases for the Chatham, Kinderhook, Stuyvesant Falls, and Valencia fire departments that cover the town. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that Cairo Town officials voted last week to override the state's cap on the tax levy increase to adopt a $4.4 million budget for 2017. The state-mandated tax levy increase for 2017 was capped at 0.6%, but town officials voted to exceed that cap by more than 3%. The budget passed requires an increase to the tax levy of 3.68%. Town Councilwoman Mary Jo Cord said, and I quote, "We didn't change too many things in the budget from last year," end quote. Cord said the board voted to increase the tax levy as a way to reduce the amount of money the town would have to draw from its funds balance to balance the budget. She said, and I quote, "If you have a $100,000 house, your tax will go up by $22," end quote. John Parlas reported in the New York Times that singer Sharon Jones died on Friday, November the 18th, of pancreatic cancer. She was 60 years old. Jones passed away in Cooperstown, surrounded by the members of the band The Dap Kings and other loved ones. Sharon LaFay Jones was born on May the 4th, 1956, in Augusta, Georgia, and spent her first years living across the state line in North Augusta, South Carolina. In 1960, she moved with her family to Brooklyn, growing up in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Jones was discovered in 1996 by Gabriel Roth, a founder of the Daptone Records and the Dap Kings bassist and main songwriter. She had tried decades earlier to get a start in the music business, but was told by record labels that she did not have the looks to be a performer. Jones is survived by her four siblings. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that fewer Catskill middle and high school students are failing their courses, according to district officials. Catskill Central School District Interim Superintendent Anne Marie Barkman said the failure rate at the middle school has been reduced by 25%. At the high school, the failure rate is now approximately 35%, she said. Barkman said reducing the failure rate was one of the five goals set by the administration and the Board of Education. In previous years, the failure rate was as high as 50%. She said, and I quote, "I believe we're headed in the right direction. I'm just incredibly proud of the hard work our staff has done to make this happen," end quote. And as for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has a wind advisory in effect until 6 p.m. today throughout eastern New York and western New England. Sustained winds will continue through the day. There will be a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of snow after 4 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 37 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 6:54 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, about a minute and a half less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 21st day of November 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.